Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music Podcast. My name is Joe Lynch. I'm sitting here with Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
And Jason Lipschutz.
What's up, man?
How's it going, guys?
Ooh, hoo, hoo.
Pretty great.
Another Friday, new music.
New music Friday.
Yep.
moving along. No, I don't know. How was everyone's week?
Crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty busy.
Yeah.
It was not bad.
Fun, though. Really good week for live music in New York.
I saw a lot of great shows, actually.
I think everyone did this whole week.
Yeah.
Boy Genius was a popular one.
Mm-hmm.
Billie Eilish was here.
Lindsay core artists.
I was sad I missed the Billie Eilish show.
I saw, I guess, more Joe core. I saw Lucinda Williams, one of
Very
the,
Joe
honestly,
core.
I think, all-time greats.
Mm-hmm.
She performed her Car Wheels and a Gravel Road album, 20-year anniversary, start to finish, and gave little stories about the songs. It was
amazing.
It was an absolute delight. And then I saw Fucked Up last night, so I moshed for the first time in maybe a year and a half. It was at a place called Market Hotel in Bushwick, which is in Brooklyn, if anyone
I was wondering about your black
doesn't
eye.
Know where Schwick is. Yeah. No, it's surprising. It's like kind of one of those sort of DIY venues that astonishingly still stands.
Mm-hmm.
Still a dump, but it's nice. It's fun. Yeah. No, it was good.
Cool.
It was a very good show. Jason, I know, was going to go, but it was a little too late for his bedtime.
Aw, Jason wasn't going to. No way. Brooklyn on a Thursday night.
I had aspirations, Lindsay.
As we all do.
I saw Mallrat this week.
Yeah.
Who's great.
She brought us cupcakes yesterday.
She brought us cupcakes?
Yeah. Sorry.
What the heck? I didn't even get any Mallrat cupcakes. That's fine. It was worth
it.
Rat cakes. Mmm. Yeah. Yeah. Like
tasty.
Little whatever happened to Baby Jane sort of situation. Mallrat. Yeah. Where did she play?
Was Mercury Lounge.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of good live music. I mean, yeah. I kind of like this time of year. One, because I love autumn.
Same.
Two, because I also love the time of year when we all look back and think, oh, what were the great albums that came out this year? And
it is a fun
reflect
time.
On it and
I
talk
love
about
lists.
It.
Ooh,
this I'm is a like, big year-end list.
It's like a super-duper tease of our eventual end-of-year podcast.
Which we will probably get to. I mean, probably pretty soon.
Yeah.
Maybe the next 3 weeks or something like that.
So
I'm ready.
The listeners are already salivating.
Yeah. Wipe your mouths, everyone. I think you're drooling out there.
Oh, no.
Anyways, let's hop into this. So let's start with the big song of the week, possible number
Woo-hoo!
One. We'll find out in a few days. But
I think it's looking pretty good for her.
Pretty good for her. Ariana Grande. Jesus. Ariana Grande, Thank You Next.
Getting choked up over this one.
So choked up over. I'm just so happy to see her at number one. Well, before she only went number two with, I think, Problem, right? The song with Iggy.
Yep.
Yeah. So this will be her. And it's great that it's like actually her song and you
right.
know, no features, just straight Ariana.
And a surprise too.
And a surprise song at that. But anyways, Lindsay, you chose this one, so why don't
I sure
chat
did.
About it.
This came out around 11 PM Eastern time, Saturday night. A good 30 minutes before Saturday Night Live. I go
Very
back
specific.
And forth.
Yeah.
I know I go back and forth on this song a lot because at first, you know, all the reactions were like, this is savage, like the timing of it, and she's mm-hmm. calling out all of her exes, and then people actually listened, and they're like, oh, she's being really lovely and kind.
Very generous.
Totally, yeah, but I don't know, you know, it's one of those things where she's being very generous, but at the same time, it's like, it's so weird to get a breakup song like this that's very fresh. Like, you know, you like take something out of the microwave, you let cool off, but it's still hot for a little bit.
Yes.
We understand the concept of a microwave, yes.
That is this song. Like,
ooh.
You know, like, it's just weird. You don't often get something. It just happened with Pete. And then a few weeks later, here's this song that's like perfectly packaged and it's going to be number one and it's a huge hit. And just the timeline of it is so accelerated, which I've never seen before, I don't think. It also, it's like a edgier version of Shout Out to My Ex, the little mix song.
Wow. Lindsay.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. A little more scathing, but also loving at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is super, super catchy. I still love all of the Sweetener songs better, I think, just because they're a little more R&B flavored, which is why I loved that album so much. This seems to pivot back to pop for her.
Yeah. I think you summed it up really well. I think we're all pretty big Ariana Grande fans. I just am constantly...
Arianators, if you will.
Yeah, of course.
Totally.
I'm always really blown away by how natural something like this can come to her, where she can be so emotionally honest, and we've talked about her honesty in her music before, but how she can, like, that is such a difficult thing to try and bottle up into a 3-minute song, and she does it so well and so astutely and so thoughtfully that it just kind of blows me away. It's almost like an amazing, like, sociological presentation more than like a 3-minute pop song, but that like, that's what she can do.
Yeah, I think this is fantastic. And, you know, I think she got a lot of Mariah Carey comparisons early in her career, which have understandably kind of dropped off as she's like developed her own voice. But I am going to make a Mariah Carey comparison here.
Bring it back.
This is reminding me very much of the recent Mariah song, Get the Fuck Out. It's like this kind of like low-key, irresistible bop. And the sentiment is basically just like, you know, like to an ex, like you're very calm and collected speaking to them, and you're like, okay, next, move on. Like, but it's very, a little more polite than Mariah. She's thanking them.
Right.
But then it's like, all right, get the hell out of my way. We're moving on to the next thing.
Yeah.
I think there's just a lot of emotional maturity to that. I mean, like, you know, like, instead of just getting hung up on someone for however long, you know, she's grateful for what they gave that, you know, what they provided in her life, and then she's moving on to the next thing.
There is a part of me too, I don't know her, but you kind of have to wonder, like, is any of this a front? Because it is, it seems really fast, and she seems to be presenting herself in a way that's like, she's happy with herself, having better discussion, she's doing her, I don't know, it's just, I can't get over, like I said earlier, the accelerated timeline of it. We're like getting this music in real time, which is really new.
I think there's real power into this song and what we're saying, and not just in terms of the timeline and the lyrics, but just in terms of, you know, do you guys watch my favorite show on TV right now is The Good Place?
I haven't seen the new season, but I've watched the first two and I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
great show. There was a recent episode where one of the male characters spends most of the episode fretting over how exactly to break up with his girlfriend.
No spoilers, Jason. I'm not caught up.
I can't even imagine what this would possibly spoil.
All right.
The entire plot of the episode.
And the whole episode is him fretting about, like, oh, like, this will upset her too much. Mm-hmm. This is too harsh. This is not harsh enough. And eventually someone tells him, like, this person, you're not ruining this girl's life. She's a badass. Like, obviously, like, you have to part ways, but she, like, you're not going, like, she's not fragile, like, she's awesome and will be okay after this. And I, like, that this song kind of reminds me of that sentiment, where it's just like Ariana has obviously understandably gone through a lot, but like, she's still like this kind of towering figure in pop, and there's real strength to being able to say, like, thank you, next. Like, there is, like, there's just like she is not like this broken woman. Like, she is like dominating not only commercially but in terms of like where she is personally, like, she's coming from a place of real strength, and it's really admirable. I think it's to see like how she's handled everything, mm-hmm. both on Sweetener when she was obviously with Pete, and now with this, now that she's the engagement's off, like, I think it's just she's okay. Like, she's gonna be fine. Like, you don't have to. Like, it's on to the next.
Yeah. No, and I love, musically, I love this. I mm-hmm. love the kind of, like, 90s pop R&B flavor. And also the 90s throwback with her doing, like, a First Wives Club yeah. inspired performance.
Yeah.
On Ellen, First Wives Club is just such a greatest of all time classic. Just such a remarkable.
Greatest of all time.
It's so good. I'm not even kidding. It's a fantastic movie. It's like the performances from the three leads are just astonishing. It's such a good movie.
Good Goldie Hawn performance.
Bette Midler, Diane Keaton. Yeah. I mean, my faves. Three icons sharing the screen together, dancing to You Don't Own Me. It's like, there's nothing not to love. You'd be a monster if you love it.
Yeah. I do have one final point before we move on, okay. just about how you were
nope.
talking
Thank
about,
you
like,
next.
All right, very well done. Just how you're talking about, like, the strength of her. This is almost, you could compare it to Drake in the way of how Drake, for a really long time, was introducing these new phrases into our vernacular, like, all of the songs that would become Instagram captions.
Yep.
I, like, Thank You Next is every time I'm on Twitter or Facebook, the only two platforms I have to check. It's, yeah. you know, people are just, like, eating this up. It became an instant meme, like, the One Taught Me Love, Patience,
yeah.
Pain. I might get this wrong, Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah.
They even tweeted after a game, Thank You Next.
Like, yeah, they tweeted last
it's
night.
It's just insane. It's kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
So, again, that just proves, like, she is dominating in every way.
Yeah.
That's true. That's a good point.
I'm done.
I regret Thank You Nexting you.
Wow.
I've redeemed myself.
But let's listen to it. So Ariana Grande, Thank You Next. Fantastic song. Here it is. One taught me love, one taught me patience, and one taught me pain. Now I'm so amazing to have loved and I've lost. That's not what I see. So look what I got. Look what you taught me. All right, that was new Ariana Grande. Jason, let's hit up one of yours.
Where are we going? Where?
Lil Peep, Sex With My Ex.
Yeah.
So I believe
wow,
leading off
X-heavy episode.
Spotify's New Music Friday playlist, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
I think it is, yeah.
It is. That's
this song itself?
Yes. This very song we're about to talk about.
Really?
Yes, I kid you not.
Well,
look at the chain over there. I'm not yanking it.
No, yeah, I mean... So it is. So it is. So Lil Peep, the first posthumous release out today, Come Over When You're Sober Part 2. Sex With My Ex was the standout to me just because, like, one of the things, there are two things that really stood out about Lil Peep's music. One was the sound, where it was just kind of this, it's this strain of hip hop that kind of mixed in like this very heavy, almost crushing type of rock music and lyricism. And then the other one is how, you know, speaking of emotional honesty, how frank he was in terms of his pain and what excited him about music and being honest in terms of his struggles. Like, those are the two things that really shone through. And with Sex With My Ex, it's all kind of right there on display. I listened to this project, and this was the song that was, like, immediately arresting in terms of, like, wow, like, this is such a defined sound and defined aesthetic, where he's talking about, like, you know, like, basically, like, breakup sex, but almost on like a deathbed, and it's just mm-hmm. like. Obviously he's not referencing his own death, but he's referencing like the death of this relationship. And like, but there are points of this song that are really poignant where mm-hmm. he's just like, he's so distraught, but like also sort of respectful of what's going on. I don't know. It's just like, obviously he was, I think a year later now, following his passing, like, I think one of the things that really stood out about it is not only how shocking it was, but how much of an impact his passing had, even though his body of work was relatively small. Mm-hmm. And I think that songs like this help people understand why. Like, he was just getting started and he was so talented. And again, nobody really sounds like this. I'm curious what you guys thought.
Yeah, I was going to point out the same lines you did, just because, you know, like it's in a different context, but it's still a little eerie just listening to those words from him.
Yeah.
Knowing that this is the first album to come out since he died. But the only thing I wanted to add, really, so I was speaking to Sarah Stennett from First Access, and she talked, you know, in depth about this album and how it was a passion project for his entire family and everyone on her team. They just really, really wanted to make sure that this album was exactly how he would have wanted it.
Yep.
And I think that shows. It's a pretty solid body of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's very much like what we've heard from him before, the, like, spaced out emo rap. I mean, of course, you know, a posthumous album, you're not really, you're never going to get like, oh, wow, what a creative leap forward, considering that, you know, this wasn't like a complete work, you know, that it wasn't like the album was done
right.
And then he died. Like, this was put together posthumously. Yeah, I think the lines, I mean, the one you mentioned really stands out. And not just because it's eerie, it's just like, it's just a good line. Like, it's super memorable and kind of that, like, kind of raw crassness that, like, has some poetry to it. I mean, musically, yeah. I mean, the one thing, and, you know, not really a knock, but yeah, it's just like, it's pretty familiar with what we've heard from him. But, like, lyrically, some good ones in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I come from a place of, like, I love kind of, like alternative rock and modern rock and, like, you know, I was literally listening to Stained the other day. I caught myself listening to Stained.
Thank you
for that look, Lindsay.
You're welcome.
But I do kind of appreciate that, like, sort of like sludgy sound. And I think that this, like, it, the combination of that type of sound and also this lyricism, like, really speaks to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's listen to it. It's Lil Peep, Sex With My Ex, from his first posthumous release. All right, that was new Lil Peep. Next up, this is my pick, Imagine Dragons, Bad Liar.
Not a Selena Gomez cover.
Not a Selena Gomez cover.
I already made that joke.
Just like
before we walked in. I mean, it was inevitable.
Everyone in his office has made
when,
that joke.
When Adam Lambert had the cojones to come out with a ghost town the same year as Madonna, the queen, I can't believe Dan Reynolds and the Imagine Dragon crew have the balls to release a Bad Liar just nipping on the heels of Selena Gomez's, honestly, maybe her best song ever.
Yeah. Best song of 2017, some would say.
Some might say that. It was a fantastic song. Anyways, this is, so Imagine Dragons, Bad Liar, this is my pick. I hate to do one of those, like, but I'm picking something that I think is worth talking about, but isn't maybe necessarily my favorite.
I have one of those too, it's okay.
Great. Anyways, I think Imagine Dragons are just super interesting, the place they occupy in music right now. They're one of the few new rock bands who, like, continues to score hits and get people to show up to their concerts and people to pay attention and kind of, like, shape the cultural conversation. Dan Reynolds's activism is really remarkable. He's kind of stepped up in a way that a lot of other people just don't seem to bother to. But it's also, like, that eternal question. It's like, well, what is rock, you know, in 2018 or soon to be 2019? Like, this song is, like, half, you know, like, EDM light mixed with like a Coldplay, like, anthemic ballad. Like, it's just very, like, it you know, yeah, it's a rock song, but it's you know, it's more on the end of, like, Coldplay playing with electronic dance music closer to actual rock music.
Yeah,
but that kind of seems to be, like, if you're gonna be, like, a mainstream rock band these days that will create music that is going to have a shot at getting a long life on the radio, it kind of seems to be what you have to do, in a way.
Yeah. It's like diet Imagine Dragons when I heard this song. I've never heard them sound this gentle in their music, really.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of what you were just saying, but I think it was nice. Every time I play it, I'm still expecting to hear, like, a BBC One cover of Selena Gomez's song. So that's going to take some getting used to, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Imagine Dragons, we've talked about them on the podcast, of just being so incredibly massive and basically the biggest rock band in the U.S. right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is a little bit, you know, their last few singles have been like uber anthemic.
Yeah.
This one is a little bit dialed down, but, you know, it's still them doing their thing. And I feel like they're a little bit underrated in terms of their songwriting.
Totally. Yeah.
Just because, like, look, the big arena anthems aren't for everybody, but, like, it's hard to do that, and they're very good at doing that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're doing their thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, and again, I don't want to, like slag the song at all. Like, I do think it's good. This is the kind of thing that if and when it gets endlessly replayed on radio, I'm going to be totally fine with that. I'm sure it'll get stuck in my head a lot. It's just interesting that at this point, like, you know, at one point they kind of flirted with maybe doing a little bit of Lumineers type sound. Didn't really.
Oh, yeah. Bet my life.
Bet my life. They abandoned that pretty fast. So it's just interesting that, like, rock music in our era is like half Chainsmokers, half Foo Fighters.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Half Coldplay. I guess those are three halves. Yeah, so I ended up with 150. The math there does not work.
Fuzzy math.
Yeah. Very fuzzy math. But anyways, let's listen to it. So I can't count, but Imagine Dragons.
But Imagine Dragons sure counts.
Sure counts. Oh my God, that was good. Yeah, what? Nice one, Jason. All right.
No.
Bad Liar, Imagine Dragons. Keep up the good work, Jason.
I can't imagine what I'd do without you, Joe.
All right, we're dragging down the podcast.
Oh my God.
I hate myself. Lindsay, let's talk about one of your picks.
Yeah.
Madison Beer featuring Offset. Song is called Hurts Like Hell.
Much like some puns do.
Zing. Boom. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, this is very similar to what you just said. A song that I think is worth talking about. Not a fave of mine, but Madison Beer has sort of been bubbling up for some time now, mm-hmm. and I was definitely late to the party on her, but the thing that really struck out about this song when I was scrolling through is that she has Offset on it, mm-hmm. which is surprising. His verse comes in at, like, the very last few seconds of
right?
the song,
yeah.
so I found myself waiting
it's
for
like
it.
Almost not there until it is.
Exactly. Personally would have liked to see it moved up a little bit, or maybe, like, the song doesn't even really need him. He definitely adds to it, but I think Madison herself did a really good job with this one, that it's just like a fun EDM pop song with or without the guest verse. The only other thing I wanted to point out that I find kind of funny, we have Ariana, who's like so gracious in her breakup song, then we have this one, which is like a little bit spicier and a little more bitter. Like, I hope it hurts like hell. I don't, you know, yeah. I'm sort of still mad.
That's a spicy breakup song.
Oh, yeah. So I just thought that was fun to point out.
Yes. We do have a lot of breakup songs on this podcast.
Yeah.
It's true.
Interesting.
Yeah, I really like this. I love how sparse the production is. I like the, like, finger snap beats. It's mm-hmm. so minimal. The synths are, you know, kind of like also pretty lonely sounding out there. I like how after she says "hurt like hell," there's the weird vocal modulation that's a little bit like kind of Kanye, "My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy" era sort of thing. Like there's some interesting, very minimal sonic touches going on here. Vocally, yeah, I mean, the one thing, it reminded me of Camila Cabello in a good way, like kind of, you know, some negotiation between pop music with R&B inflections. I will say, similar to, you know, Camila's, you were talking about how Offset kind of comes in at the end. Like the great thing about like a song like Havana is how like Young Thug's verse like really supports and buoys the song.
Exactly.
I think the Offset verse doesn't really, and really no fault of his own, it's just kind of it's a weird Frankenstein with this song. But that being said, I really like the song. And I think she's great, and I really feel like it's just a matter of time before she finds like the right smash for her.
Right.
But yeah, I'm a supporter.
I think Madison Beer's story is actually really interesting, where she was a Justin Bieber protege. Like she was signed to...
forgot about that.
Yeah, she was working with him and Scooter Braun, and didn't really work out. Now she's independent, and Fools, her single from a few months ago, is excellent. So I'm rooting for Madison Beer.
All right, should we crack this beer open, guys?
Oh, ho, ho.
Lindsay, your face, like your mouth actually went down. The corners turned down. You looked like, you know, that blue eagle in The Muppets whose like face is an actual front? Sam the Eagle.
Yeah, what? How could
I don't know if everyone knows who Sam the Eagle is.
Of course everyone knows.
Don't.
Sam Eagle, literally my favorite Muppet.
Well, Lindsay's face just turned into Sam the Eagle.
Yeah. It's not Sam the Eagle. It's Sam Eagle.
Is it?
Yes. Joe.
I'm going to have to fact check that one.
Joe.
You're probably right, because you seem to know a lot about Sam right now.
Yeah.
Man.
Anyways. All right. Let's listen to it. Hurts Like Hell, Madison Beer featuring Offset. My baby said he loved me. My baby said he needed me. Gonna eat, sleep, and breathe me out till the end. Yeah. But then my baby went back. All right. I'm sorry, Jay. I know that was really disappointing for you.
I feel like it hurts like hell to forget about Sam Eagle.
Sure.
The
whatever.
Best Muppet.
I'll give you that one. No, he's great. He's one of my favorites.
Like, who is your favorite Muppet, Lindsay?
I never once got into the Muppets. Like, I have less than nothing to contribute to it. Yeah.
That's what happens when you hire androids.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
nothing to contribute. What is fun?
Right? Yeah.
Joe, do you have a favorite Muppet?
I mean, Grover definitely is my favorite. I love Grover. Grover doing the waiter routine is fantastic. Big fan of that.
But he's not like a Muppet. Like, he's on Sesame Street, so he's technically a Muppet.
Okay, I guess if I have to pick a Muppet, then I'm going to go Beaker. Or no, wait. Swedish Chef or Beaker, because I like characters who don't really... Okay, I don't like the Minions. They're annoying. But I like Muppets in particular who can't really speak.
So lost.
I know. This is a
all
real...
right, let's move on,
yeah,
I guess.
Okay, let's move on. Yeah, exactly. I guess. let's do one of your picks, Jason. Metro Boomin featuring 21
oh,
Savage.
Yeah.
Don't Come Out of the House. From an album that it looks like is going to be our number one next week, right?
Potentially, yeah.
Potentially number one on the Billboard 200 album chart.
So the Metro Boomin project is very good. I listened to it a few times over this past weekend. This came out a week ago, but I wanted to still highlight it. There's obviously a lot of great guest stars on it, and Travis Scott is all over it, and Sway Lee, but this song with 21 Savage is so great, and I feel like 21 Savage is, speaking of, I already called something underrated on this podcast, but I'm gonna say that 21
Go
Savage is
it.
Like supremely underrated as a
true.
Rapper. I think that like he's phenomenal, and I think that this is a good illustration as to like what he can do. Like basically this song, he's at his most playful, he's whispering, then he's like, his voice becomes like highly elastic right after that. It's just like such a great showcase for him. There's not really too much to the song itself, but just like as like kind of like a punch in the face of just like it breaks up this project so well. I think this project is strong, but like this is just like goes above and beyond as like a showcase for 21 Savage. And yeah, I mean, 21 Savage with Metro and Offset Without Warning was one of my favorite projects of last year.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for him to drop something new of his own. But yeah, I'm a big fan of this one.
Yeah, I like this a lot. The whisper verses are incredible to me. That's not something you get too often.
Yeah.
And it's executed very well with the production. So yeah, for that alone, I listened to it more than once.
Yes.
Well done with this pick.
I also listened to it more than once. Wow. Big pat on the back for all of us. No.
How did we find the time?
Yeah, no, I agree. It's great. The production is fantastic, but just to say literally the same thing both of you said, the whispering is incredible. It's like super fun and unexpected and very playful. But also it's not, you know, it's not just a whisper rap. Like it's a great performance. Like it's a very like theatrical performance.
Yeah. Theatrical is a great word for it.
I'm totally about it. So
I just think that like
Jason, thank you.
I'm so excited for his, like, Issa album was really great too. Like obviously Bank Account was a huge song for 21 Savage, but like, I really hope like 2019 is just a huge year for him.
Yeah. Maybe 2021.
Oh,
whatever. That was pointless. Anyways, let's just listen to it. Metro Boomin featuring 21 Savage. Don't come out the house.
Bang outside, hang outside. Don't come out the house, cause the gang outside. 13, got my first cry. Glenwood Road, where they shies, nigga. Slaughter gang, so I keep a knife.
You know what shouldn't have come out of the house? That
don't say
pun.
All right. Well, next and last, blessedly. No, this is one of my picks. As always, I like to keep it as contemporary as possible.
Totally.
So I'm picking
Must-Hear Music Podcast.
So there's Must-Hear Music, and then there's Mustier Music, as in music. It's a little musty.
Kind of
been sitting on the shelf for a while.
What's this old record?
This is a Must-Hear Music. This is the Beatles. Maybe you've heard of them.
Brand new band.
They broke up almost 50 years ago.
Fresh boy band.
Fresh-faced boy band. So the Beatles, the White Album, actually just called the Beatles, but they released...
Heard of this one.
You've heard of this one. Yeah. They released a 6-CD edition of this, one of the Beatles, you know, all-time classics. Without going into it too much, the reissue is really fantastic. You know, the Beatles are one of the groups that we hear about and people adore. But really not until the last couple of years do we start to hear a lot of kind of like outtakes from them. You know, there was the anthology series in the 90s, and then that was basically it. Whereas like you kind of think of all these other classic bands, you're like, we've heard the like outtakes and demos a million times. Like,
yeah,
the Beatles are one of the bands, they've been a lot cagier about that until recently. So now we're getting, I think it's something like 87 unheard versions of these songs.
It's not enough.
This release is great. The song I wanted to focus on was a 3-minute version of Helter Skelter. So Helter Skelter, you know, recorded in 1968, I think. The album came out in 68. I think it was also recorded in 68. Is basically like the Beatles doing proto-metal. Like, heavy metal didn't really exist at this time. It kind of, the seeds had been planted for it. But this is Paul McCartney doing a super sludgy, like, ridiculously hard song. There's two Helter Skelters on this release. At least two, I think. One of them's like 10 minutes, and it's like super slow and like sludgy and kind of almost like early Black Sabbath-ish. This
is like
the
Reader's Digest one.
Yeah, this is the like quick 3-minute version. It's like really, I think woolly is the word that I wrote down. Like McCartney's vocals are just like goofy. Like he's having a wild time. The riff, the kind of like famous riff, is a little bit lost in the mix. Uh-huh. It's kind of muddled, but it's just like a really fun like rip through, and I love stuff like this. Like it's fun to get to hear you know, the Beatles aren't a metal band. No spoilers there. But to get to hear, you know, like them, you know, playing around in a different style, you know, it's fun. And at the end, you know, Paul is like, says something like, mark that one fab, like to the engineer. It's cute.
Yeah, no, I'm so glad you picked this one. I love it. It's just like loose and unpolished, but in a way that is really enjoyable too, because you already know what it sounds like when it's done.
Yeah.
So you're like working backwards here in a fun and exciting way.
Totally. Yeah.
The Beatles. I feel like they're going to have a big year next year.
Oh, you think 2019 is going to be a big year for the Beatles?
Yeah. If you just look at, you know, based on this, the bands that are about to blow up, take over, invade, some would say.
You're predicting a British invasion.
Yeah.
I wonder if the term Beatlemania will be used at any point.
It's tough to say.
Heard
it
here first.
That. Yeah.
There you go. Thought.
Yeah. Thank you for contributing, Jason. Not at all. All right. Well, let's listen to a little bit of the Beatles. Helter Skelter. This is a demo version, or not exactly demo, but an outtake, I guess is the right word.
Yeah.
From this White Album reissue.
Helter Skelter, take 17. When I get to the bottom, I get back to the top of the hill.
All right, that was The Beatles. Not something you typically would hear on a new music podcast.
No,
but,
not at all.
But that's what we got. That's our podcast.
I will say a couple things. Subscribe to the podcast. Leave us reviews. Tell us what you think of Joe Lynch's voice. If you need some ideas.
Like lately, no, though. I've had this like lingering like cold for weeks.
I know.
Weeks.
Your my fan voice, base has gone down.
I know. I wouldn't listen to this. No. My voice isn't what it usually is. Like
your fan
you guys
base
ruined
has
his voice.
Gone down.
The praise was too much.
Right.
Oh,
exactly.
Wow. No, I think that obviously we all love Joe's voice and we want to hear descriptions of it and read descriptions of it.
The most creative description will get read. Yeah. Next week's podcast.
Ooh, yeah. I would also say
like
we have
read aloud, not read for filth. So
right. yes.
I would also say all the songs are available in a handy dandy Spotify playlist.
They sure are.
That's great. That's great.
Couldn't be better.
Yeah.
Right? Wow.
And
what a life we've got.
I'm a little bit of ashamed finally that about the whole Sam Eagle thing that you guys were
Sam Eagle.
To embrace.
I already forgot that we were talking about that on the until you just mentioned it right now. You're okay, you're right. I just looked at the wiki says Sam Eagle, but the Muppet wiki says Sam the Eagle. What is the truth?
Find out on next week's Must Hear Music podcast.
Wow, it's like a draw. Anyways,
it's not a draw. It's Sam Eagle.
I don't know. The Muppet Wiki would know, wouldn't they? Anyways, we'll take this offline, as they say. Thank you for listening.
<I'm out.
laughs> Subscribe, tweet us some recommendations, and we will catch you next week.
Bye, guys.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.